The situation remains volatile for counties located along the river. Latilik, Babuzen, Vertek, Greater Likwangule, Pochala, Ajwara, Adong, Awitabala areas, Pibor North and Source counties have seen their farms eroded and children not going to school. The State Legislative Assembly, 90% of Pibor Market, MSF-run clinic are worst-affected areas. The maternity ward at MSF-run hospital remains submerged under the water and malaria cases are on the rise. Pibor airstrip could be covered by water very soon if the volume of water continues to rise. Water levels upswing hourly as assessment carried out in three areas indicate that surrounding villages face threats of displacement and starvation. Daily activities are affected as common people cross the stream by canoe every day to reach the small part of the market, selling bags of 50 kilogram maize flour at 30,000 and a kilogram of sugar at 600 South Sudanese pound respectively. Many government officials have been cut off from their administrative offices. The immediate flood victims' needs are food, non-food items, and medicines after this catastrophic event. The deputy governor constituted an inter-agency assessment for flood-affected areas in Pibor committee headed by SRRC. Burma State Government appealed to the United Nations Mission in South Sudan and humanitarian partners to relocate affected people to POC site. The request is yet to be granted because the site may not accommodate thousands of flood victims of eight counties and Pibor municipality. The acting governor of Burma State, Omot Ogul Abai, said his administration is concerned about flash flood that has eaten up Pibor municipality, encroaching eight counties of Burma State. Omot appeals to humanitarian organization to intervene as a matter of urgency. He said his people needed food aid and shelters to relocate.
But the urgent need now, it is that if the NGOs can assist with some shelters and then cooking materials and then food, and the mosquito net by itself, because when they are plotting, a lot of things will affect the people. There is now need for mosquito net, need for drugs and shelters. That's why I'm requesting the drug, because the area will be congested.
There is an ongoing registration by local chiefs to collect data of affected populations. This will be compiled, verified and exposed by the inter-agencies because humanitarian organizations require consolidated data to start mobilizing resources to help alleviate the situations. The humanitarian organizations have also started the assessments. The mayor of Pibor Municipal Council, John Guyen, echoed the message of the acting governor.
والله يا اخي زي ما انت شايف واسي في دكاكين كتير شايلينه بمويه انا كلمت ده انا كلمت الدور الفات اسبوع المشى بانه انا عندي 3 حله ولا 4 حله شايلينه بمويه في حله اسمته تانغوتو وفي حله اسمته تامبيت والا مطار والا كونداكيت ده كله شايلينه بمويه زي ما انت شايف براك دكاكين كله نص كله شايلينه بمويه والفيضانات طبعا زي ما انت شايف فيضانات جاي كبير حتى لو عشان انت بتمشي للسوق زي ما انت شايف الا بمركب عشان تمشي السوق الا تمشي بمركب.
The United Nations Police and Indian Battalion take lead in providing security. Other agencies, MSF, RMF, UNICEF, JAM, Plan International, CRS, International Aid Service, Oxfam and UNICEF, ACTED and Intersource will provide nutrition, wash, shelter, NFI protection and education items based on assessment. Reporting for Radio Miraya, I am Mike Samuel in Pibor.